Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com. website, click on listen upper left, and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World and search for that on Facebook. You'll find all the great little animal videos and stuff. And if you haven't scrolled through the page and seen all the different wild animals on people's trampolines, it's really cute. We've got several raccoons, groups of raccoons coming into trampolines at night, and they get on and get off, get on and get off. And then we've got several of different groups of rabbits, wild rabbits, coming in and jumping on these trampolines. It's really funny. They jump off and they jump back on. I mean, it really looks like they're enjoying themselves playing on these trampolines. And then there was a deer who wasn't quite as fun to watch because the deer was jumping on the trampoline. But when the deer jumped off the trampoline, the deer expected the ground to give way the same way the trampoline was. So he kind of collapsed when he got it, but you could tell he was all right. But so that was a little difficult to watch. But then the latest is this pig and chicken that have apparently been practicing on the trampoline, and it's quite hysterical. By the several days into it, the chicken is jumping on top of the pig, who's jumping on the trampoline, and it's quite funny. And then, of course, you can see Roger the Golden Retriever lovingly admiring the barbecue. And the eyes that Nathan's hoping to see when he gets to the Philippines and sees Fia, that she looks at him like Roger looks at the barbecue. It's just a really cute post. So anyway, enjoy. So, golly, it is the third Sunday of the month. Natasha Venter is here. You can check her out at intuitiveclarifications.com and then Natasha Venter IC on YouTube. And we're finding out now that she is offering a free 15-minute little mini reading sort of thing just to get to know her, see if it's a good match for someone to read for you. So you get to take advantage of that now. So, gosh, we're getting all kinds of great free stuff if you get connected here with Animal World. And I got to tell you, I got something really cute going on with my birds, Natasha. Because I love the hummingbirds and all of that. And I did in fact have everybody had two batches this year. The Annas had two batches and the Rufuses had two batches. And the Rufuses came back, gosh, was it last Sunday? The Rufus babies came, or the because it was David was here because he couldn't figure out why I was going nuts, or and David's wondering what the heck is going on. Well, the Rufus baby hummingbirds had all landed and were coming back that morning.
Oh,
Anyway, so I'm totally distracted with baby hummingbirds. Okay. Anyway,
I'm no
the
stranger
goof.
to that.
Yeah. Anyway, because everybody knows if my head's turned, I'm watching the birds out my window because I got a feeder outside. Anyway, it's the silliest thing because I've got a lot of young babies, and the young ones don't get born with the fear that the adults have, you know, and the
It's the
territorialness.
innocence.
You know, they're the innocent babies, so they don't care about. They're happy to share. You know, so you know, one of the young ones will be on the feeder, and then if another hummingbird comes over, if there's an adult on the feeder and a hummingbird comes, well, then they go after each other, and you know, and rarely do the adults feed together, unless it's a pair. But the goofy thing is these babies, they don't even fly away when the adults show up. So they stay on the feeder, and then the adult comes to fly in, and the baby doesn't go anywhere. Just sits there, and the adult says, "What are you doing? Get out of here! What are you doing?"
The
And the
hierarchy,
baby,
you don't know
right, right. And the
the
baby's just is like, "What's your problem? I'm just eating." And the adult's going, "Yeah, but get out!" And I've even seen the adults go. They go over to the baby's now and poke them, and poke them, and then and the baby says like, "What?" But doesn't move. I've actually seen the adults give up and say, "Well, what? All right, fine. Keep the feeder. I'll go
Welcome
off
to
to."
elementary school.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's just hysterical, though. But to see these, don't they actually go over and poke the babies? So I guess they're having to teach them hierarchy, but the babies are not listening. They're just like, "Oh, pull up a chair. There's plenty of room here. No reason to get upset."
Exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm watching the hummingbird games, but then I'm also a little sad because we're empty nesters now, because my fly catchers did come back and have a second batch of baby fly catchers, and gosh, they were cute. There's three of them, three babies this batch, and they were overfloating that nest for several days, and you know, and poking their heads up and all of that. And I was really hoping that I'd get to see them fledge. This time, I've not yet have seen babies fledge out of, you know, the nests that are right next to my house because what I've figured out is that I think that when they decide it's time, and I'm not sure how they decide it's time, but I think they decide, okay, today's the day, and then I think they kick them out early, first thing in the morning, and you know, so that's dawn or something. Anyway, yeah, and I'm not up. I'm not a morning person, so I miss it. And I missed it again this time. I was sure they were going to go Tuesday or Wednesday this week, and I, you know, paid attention because I was around and could and all of that. But then I had to work on Thursday, and so I said goodbye to them Wednesday evening because I figured they'd be gone the next day, and they were. So I missed it again. Maybe someday I'll get to see the babies fledge. But they sure have a, it sure is a great place for them because the nest is safe under the eaves of the house. So it says dry and they can be on the ground or close just paying attention and watching. And then when they're feeding, they only have to go like 10 feet to get bugs. Mm-hmm. So it's and they've got water all around them because the flycatchers like to be around water. So they've got the birdie bath and the fountain. And even though the swampy area is dried up now. But anyway, so it worked out real well. But it just feels empty in that little corner, above my garage door, because the babies are gone. Mm-hmm. So
I know we have hawks that have come the last like 4 summers, and they came late this year, it seemed like.
Interesting, because all my birds were early, but your hawks were late?
My hawks were late, so that they probably had babies, because a lot of times I think that they come and then they have their, it's almost like a because they fly, there's an area where it's like they can almost do a triangle between tree groups. And so it's almost like they bring their young over to teach them how to fly. But they didn't have, I didn't really see like them training their young this year. And it was kind of interesting. It was just a mating couple, and they just came over, and they were only here for like 3 weeks. And usually they're here for like at least 5 to 6. So it was kind of this year has been kind of interesting for either abundance or kind of just a little bit of shifting.
Yep, and I'm not sure that the Rufuses haven't left already, because they came early. They had 2 batches, and last year they left early because they left the end of August. They usually didn't leave till September, but they left a little early last year, and now.
Well, I'm noticing there's some trees that are starting to change.
Yep. So I think they're going to be out of here early, and. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, the Annas stay year round. But the bug situation is still weird, Natasha. I'm seeing normal flies, maybe not as many house flies, but I'm seeing a house fly here or there. I've had butterflies, swallowtails, and the white butterflies. And then the little moths, my favorite are these little lavender blue, teeny moths. And they're absolutely gorgeous. And those are normal. But the regular bugs, like when I turn on my porch light, it's not just one light. It lights the whole walkway coming to the house and around in front of the garage. Mm-hmm. So there are maybe like 6 lights out there. So yeah. If I turn the porch lights on after dark, there's a lot of light out there. And normally I'd open the door and there'd be bugs flying all around.
You'd almost
the lights.
Have to make sure you didn't want to open up the
you right,
have to
right.
Turn off
you
the
don't
light
want them
first
to fly in the
out.
Door, right? Okay.
Yeah.
You can turn on the lights and leave them on, open the door, and there's nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
I know. And that's scary because that's gonna be birds.
So
that's gonna be a lot of different things.
Now there's still spiders that have built,
Oh yeah, we've had a lot of spiders.
The nest and all of that. But the bugs, they just, I've seen 2 crane flies. Usually I have lots of those. I haven't seen any flying ants this year. Termite
I've seen
stuff.
Maybe 1 or 2, but yeah. I agree. Things are off with the insects.
All the little gnatty things and the little small things that would fly around porch lights at night and get stuff, can the spider webs, just none of that.
Yeah.
So
we
I don't
usually
know what.
We usually have about 3 or 4 dragonflies in our pond area. I've only seen 1 this year flying
I've
around.
Only seen 1 dragonfly too. And I usually have quite a few because they come around my water sources.
And we have our pond.
So I don't know what's going on, but that's got, because bugs are low on the chain. So that can't be a good sign.
No.
I don't know what it means and all of that, but I can't be good.
No, we need to stop spraying the pesticides. Bugs are actually good. That's what people don't get.
I mean, these guys are all, everybody has a role.
Exactly.
And you throw off the balance, it just doesn't.
Yeah, I had a guy that came to my house and he says, "Do you want me to spray for the spiders and stuff around?" I go, "No, no, 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 no." No, we're
Yeah.
good.
No,
Thank
no,
you.
no, no.
And then as my
No, no,
husband
no, no,
walks in
no.
to about five spider webs after I say and tell him no. But at the same time, though, we need them. We need the bugs.
Yeah.
I mean, if I have a spider in my house, he goes outside. You know, it's like,
Right,
matter of fact,
right.
I was chasing one the other night around my couch. He finally went outside.
Well, I don't think they last long in my house because I have cats, but
Yeah, Rocky usually
what
took
I
care of
was
those guys
chasing
too.
night the other night, well, a mouse, but because my cat, they're not indoor outdoor models, but they have their big Taj Mahal cat run, and mice do get into the cat run. They can squeeze through the wire, and when they're unwise enough to do that, the cats will catch them and bring them in. But cats, they bring
Yeah.
them in, see, because they bring them in
Say,
because then
see, even a cat,
they
even
want to
a
let them
cat.
go and chase them and play with them.
Yeah.
So I know I tell
I'm
this, so if they don't
close-minded.
bring, they can bring the mice in, but if they bring him in alive and let him go, and I know about it, I'm gonna capture him and release them.
Yeah.
So anyway, Buzzy was a little mad at me the other night because I took his mouse. But they're
Oh
so
yeah,
cute.
and I saw he talked about snails. Snails are at abundance. I used to
Oh,
have a bunch of slugs. Snails are totally at abundance.
Nathan wrote in that he had a bunch of snails in the
Yeah.
rain.
Yeah, no, that's what triggered that thought. No, I when it rained, it was like I couldn't even walk on my deck
Yeah, I've
hardly.
had normal slug population.
That's
And
been down for me.
now I don't generally see lots of snails, but from time to time, but I haven't seen many this year. But
Yeah,
anyway, I
I
don't know
have a
what's going
lot.
on, but things are changing. Well, golly, looks like we could actually be right on time. Is that possible? All right, I thought we did have a caller, but let's go ahead and take care of advertisers so we stay on schedule. It is the last hour. We need to do that. And and then our friend Sue is on the line. So we'll take care of advertisers. We'll come back and chat with Sue. If you would like to get in, talk to me and Natasha. Pick up your phone now, 425-373-5527, and stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's AnandaWashington.org.
I'm Sue Rose Minahan. Join me this Sunday, August 20 on Talk Cosmos at 1 p.m. Pacific. We're exploring the Virgo new moon on archetypal symbols. Discover your discriminating power, that ability to adjust to new patterns and internalize the values that will nurture your authentic self. Join our journey this Sunday, August 20 at 1 p.m. Talk Cosmos, where we find meaning in the stars, right here on KKNW.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? you running on the show. You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Going against the grain has never been this much fun. Alternative Talk 1150.
All right. Hey, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and more in the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here. And we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And I think I'm glad to find out that I'm not the only one that messes up dates. Nathan, today is August 17th. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Well, according to Ta Cosmos, it's August 20th.
August, did they say 20th?
Yeah, oh. Twice in that promo. And I said, okay, somebody didn't catch that. So I'm saying, okay, at least I'm not the only one that messes up from time to time and gets the date wrong or something. But Talk Cosmos is on today, right?
Yes.
August 20th is in the middle of the week and they're not on the middle. They're on today. Just so y'all know, if anybody else was paying attention like I was.
It's wonky out there, people.
Yep,
if you're going a little wonky, you're part of people.
It's and all this retrograde stuff. Well, they were bitten by their own sword this week. Anyway, so you can poke them for Aunt Martha. I'm just teasing Talk Cosmos.
I'll let them know.
Yeah, you tease them for me because I was paying attention and I heard. Okay, so what else? So we also heard the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, my spiritual family. Check out the Blue Lotus Temple on the Bothell Everett Highway. Fabulous Sunday service and all kinds of classes and events that go on there. And yoga classes, meditation. Check them out, anandawashington.org. Biggest classes of the year, the Art and Science of Raja Yoga, the Prelude to Kriya Yoga, which is why I started with Ananda, begins in September, and I'm sure we'll be talking about that on the show as time goes by. But anandawashington.org. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. Love to have you. Shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And remember, if you need to contact Dr. Nils Rasmussen right now, his website is down, gone, history. You won't find it. But they are feverishly working to rebuild it because the host just went out of business and website just died, went away. So they hope to have a new website up this week sometime. In the meantime, write down the number I'm going to give you for Dr. Nils because he's packing his phone with him all the time and he would be delighted to speak with you by phone. And Dr. Nils' current phone number, 208-451-6003, 208-451-6003. Alrighty. We are good. So we are going to head to the phones as promised and out to Bothell. And one of our Animal World family members, Sue, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hi, you guys.
Hey,
hello,
Sue.
Hello, sweetie.
How are you doing, Sue?
I'm good. So I'm going on another vacation, like about 5 to 7 days long.
Ooh, good for you.
It's in the middle of September. So how
where are you
I
going?
Start?
Where are you going?
Copalis Beach.
Oh, it's my favorite place on the planet. Can I go in your suitcase? I'd rather go in your suitcase, not Nathan's. Copalis Beach is my favorite place in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
I hope you have a fabulous... Will you think of me when you walk on the beach and stick toes in the sand and the ocean?
Sure.
All right. Please do. I mean, like, I'm not just talking. It is my favorite place in the world. Well, see, I mean, it's been too long since I've been there. Never mind. I'm going to start crying. What do you need? What do you need, Sue?
Well, so I want to start preparing the kitties now because Zoe has such a hard time when I'm gone. And I want to know if Natasha can help reassure Zoe that everything's fine, they're safe, I'm safe.
Wow. Okay, so what I'm getting, sweetie, is that if you can, when you like go out to the grocery store, start talking to her. I'm going to be gone for a little bit of time, and then I'll come back. And then, so start communicating with her when you do leave, mentally and verbally, so that she starts getting that idea that time does go when you're gone and that you do come back. And that will help her to start getting in that communication. So then when you start to leave, when you're going to leave, that you start going, remember the nights, like even if you're going to go to bed, I would say now this is a night, I'm going to go to bed, so when I wake up in the morning, we'll be here, so that she kind of gets into that energy field, so that when you start telling her, I'm going to be gone for several nights, that she understands that this is what you're talking about, that this is, and that you go and you come back. So she kind of gets into that rhythm of, oh, okay, I understand now what you're talking about, nights. And
because you can't say I'm going to be gone for a week. You do talk to him in lights and darks, days and night, like Natasha is describing.
Yeah.
So that kind of makes sense. So you want Sue to start talking to Zoe regularly, all the time, about where she's going and when she'll be back and how long she'll be gone, sort of thing, so that by the time she gets ready to take this next trip, Zoe will have an idea of what the communication's all about.
What the communication is all about, and that will help, because you want to kind of, it's like, okay, the metaphor is I taught my kids to drive when they were like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, so that they would know what to do when they were teenagers. Because when animals and beings are in anxiety, they don't hear. So as you're walking out the door with suitcases, that's when anxiety could happen, and she's not going to hear you then. So as you're packing your bag, I'm going to be gone for so-and-so nights, as you're doing this. And then if you have to leave, like I pack my bags a lot of times for my animals, because my animals see the suitcases come in. So that's when I really start communicating, even though they go upstairs for a couple days while I pack. So then that's that process of the anxiety happening over a few days, so that they know, okay, she hasn't left yet, but when she leaves the house, she comes back, even though the suitcase hasn't gone. So when the suitcases do go out, they know, okay, she will come back, because I've done it enough times. But at the same time, though, it's that process of communication before the anxiety hits, if that makes sense. Yeah.
And the other thing I want to make sure now, I don't think you do this, Sue. I think you've listened to us too long. But a lot of people get in their mind, their animals don't do well when they go away. Mm-hmm. So when you have that, remember, thought directs energy and magnifies it. Mm-hmm. So if you have that belief system, my animal doesn't do well when I leave. It that alone starts a problem. Mm-hmm. But many people think that's the case. And so they try to hide it from their animal when they're getting ready to take a vacation.
And it doesn't work.
And they don't want well, of course not, because they read minds. But, they misinterpret, and sometimes they think you're sneaking away from them and all this stuff. So that's why it's important, like Natasha's saying, include them in the packing process and explain to them what's going on while you're packing. That definitely makes a huge difference. Then when you're gone, Sue, you can't be down on Copalis and thinking, oh, God, poor Zoe. She's probably missing me. She probably thinks I'm never coming home. I hope she's not having a bad time and probably not eating. If you go into that worry stuff, that all goes back to Zoe and makes it worse. Mm-hmm. So we have to make sure that, Sue, that you're sending positive mental postcards, that you're imagining Zoe being perfectly comfortable, waiting for you to return, being glad that you're having a vacation at Martha's favorite place on the planet, on the beach, and you imagine her eating and relaxing and just waiting for you to come home rather than worrying about her.
Yeah, and this is your... This is your second. Sorry about that. This is the second or third time that you've gone and come back with Zoe, right?
The second.
Yeah. So the second time. So the first time I left Rocky, he was like, what the heck is going on here? Oh, you came back. Oh, okay. And then the second time I left, it was like, oh, I've seen this lately. I kind of know it, you know, and then it was still like, you came back. Okay, yeah, I'm kind of mad at you for leaving. But yet at the same time, though, he was kind of a little bit more in the groove of it. Does that so
the
first time
pattern.
Yeah, the first time is always a dry run. The second time is a little more oiled machine. So breathe through it, sweetie. Okay. Zoe will be fine. She'll get over it.
Okay.
Okay.
And
I know that
go
ahead.
Oh, changing the subject though. I have another question.
Yeah.
I'm just starting a relationship with someone, and I was wondering what Bud thinks or feels about that.
Oh. Mm. Ooh, we got more canoodling going on in the animal world family, huh? Hey, Nathan, you got company.
He's happy for you, sweetie.
It must feel good, Natasha?
Yeah, he's happy for you. He's never wanted you to be alone. He's never wanted you to feel lonely. He's never wanted you to feel off that way. And so just remember, he's blessing you, honey. He's blessing you.
Okay. I figured that's the way it would be, but I just wanted to check in.
Yeah, no. He is so loving that he wants you to smile. He didn't like it when you weren't smiling and and the word wants to come out as joyful self. He understood the grief process, but he says, I want my spark and my little girl back and my lady back again, you know? And so
is a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Yay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're more than welcome. Congratulations.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever, of all, you know, the great readers I've worked with, you know, for so many decades and years and all of that, I don't ever remember, you know, a partner or someone on the other side coming in and saying, I'm jealous or
yeah.
I don't want this.
No.
Now, there has been times when a partner from the other side has come through and say, hey, this is not a good choice.
Yeah.
I didn't send this one. You know, there's a better. So sometimes there can be guidance along that line. But I think that, because we're spirit first and physical body second, that when we exit a lifetime, you know, we get to, you know, have a lifetime review and all that sort of stuff. And we learn and grow in that process.
Mm-hmm.
And we know more when we're on the other side and all of that. So that would be the normal situation. It would be highly unusual to have someone say, oh, God, no, you're mine forever and don't you dare. That just doesn't really happen.
No, it doesn't. And it has to be a form of, like, I can witness it in past times when there was a lot of witchery going on, that there was a little bit of that dance, but not with this. But I'm getting that he did not necessarily manipulate this to come together, but he sure didn't slow it down. He kind of gave it a little bit of push for you awaken to each other a little bit. I'm gonna
That's
say
a little help from the other side here.
But he's not. I wouldn't say that he's like, you know, like sometimes when somebody passes over and it's a young couple, you know, there's a big push for two people to get together. He just wants you to have somebody to have fun with and be with. And if something more happens, he says it's up to you guys.
Wonderful. But blessings from the other side.
Yay.
Wonderful.
That's wonderful.
Yay.
All right. Anything else on your list, Sue?
No, that's perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Now
I've
got one more assignment. When do you go down to Copalis?
I'm not positive, but like around the 10th of December.
All right. Well, so then your assignment for me, you got to go to the Homeport restaurant in Ocean Shores.
Okay.
And have some razor clams. The best razor clams on the planet. I don't care if you like them or not. Just have some. Eat them for me. I was teasing, of course, but I'd love you to have some razor clams for me. The absolute to die for razor clams. If you want to know what razor clams are supposed to be like, they're the only place on the planet that knows how to cook them. They are so good. Anyway, you can tell I miss my Copalis Beach. And Sue, I want to report when you get back. I want to hear all about it.
All right. Thank you guys so very much.
You're more than welcome. Right.
You guys have a wonderful time. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Got me hungry just thinking about that.
I've been known. Well, my friend, we've been known to do. My friend Colleen, that owns the Academy of Canine Behavior. Okay, we discovered. That's one. We've been friends since teenagers, best friends since we started all this dog stuff together, and we started going to Copalis Beach and all of that. We discovered the razor clams at Homeport decades and decades and decades ago. So we have been known to, she calls me up or I call her up, down we go, pick each other up, and we drive all the way to Ocean Shores and have razor clams and then drive home. Now, we haven't done that for a while, but God, I don't think we're too old. I think we can still do that. So maybe we need to do a razor clam run. But anyway. You can just drive all the way to Ocean Shores. It's called the Homeport. Only place. Lots of places have razor clams at Ocean Shores, but you will not find the quality. Nobody makes them as good as the Homeport does.
Now, are razor clams native to that area, too?
Yes.
Out of curiosity? Ooh, so
absolutely.
Very fresh.
Absolutely. The Indian reservations, of course, have more legal right to dig and stuff, but there's clamming season and, when you can do digs and all of that sort of thing. Sometimes the Homeport gets local razor clams, but a lot of times they bring them down from Alaska.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay. They're just fabulous. They're fresh and they're good. And oh my gosh, but sometimes they're local, but a lot of times they're from Alaska. But anyway, they have a degree in how to cook razor clams and the best on the planet. So there you go, everybody. Have some for me. If you go and you have some, please bring some back for me. All right. So, all right. I guess we don't have to wait for the old guy to stomp around again. We got to take care of advertisers one more time. And then I guess we better open the can of worms. What do you say? And it's ugly. Ugly, ugly, ugly. Anyway, big can of worms coming up. Has to do with animals. Street dogs in India. I'll fill you all in. After we take care of our advertisers, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Working hard to put a smile on your face. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We got to sneak in some current events, and then I got to tell you about that. I got to open this can of worms in India. But also want to tell you, we heard from NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Check out the great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets on their website, and you can order there. Or if you don't find them in your pet stores, they're all available on Amazon. And check out Whispering Dragon Center. Jude, our local sound healer, and man, phenomenal healer she is. Incredible, gentle chiropractic that I've never experienced in all my years of doing it, and my I don't know what I would do without her. She has room for new clients, and she can work with you in person in the sound healing room, or she can work with you remotely. Check her out, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center online or on Facebook, and then you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And remember to write my phone number down. And if you know anybody or you have problems with your dogs and you want somebody to help you solve those problems quickly and give you everything you need to know to live happily ever after with your dog friends, that's what I specialize in. And I always talk to you for free on the phone. So write my number down. Tell anybody you know's got issues with dogs. Give Aunt Martha a call. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Alrighty then. Oh. Mm-hmm. All right. So how psychic are you, Natasha? We'll test you against Nathan.
Thanks.
Here we go again.
What's the most popular pet name so far of 2025?
Now, are you asking Natasha first, then me?
Whoever wants to pop in.
I'm just going to go off and say Abby.
Oh, that's your dog's name.
Well, I mean, why would you test with Natasha and me?
All right,
well,
Natasha.
Are you talking about, like, black cats? Or are you talking, I mean, it's
talk
like...
Talk about the top pet name. So that would be dogs and cats. Top pet name of 2025 so far.
That's a pretty generally speaking.
Yeah,
thing,
that one's way.
You know, like
it's
black
like,
labs frequently get like shadow and stuff like that. Or
okay,
buddy.
So no, the top number one name so far 2025 is Luna.
Luna. Ah, I recognize that name for one of our Animal World family members. Okay.
So let's see. Here's the list. Luna, Lucy, Bella, Charlie, Daisy, Max, Rosie, Lola, Lily, Leo, Stella, Cooper, Bailey, Olive, Milo, Buddy, Sadie, Penny, Coco, Sophie, Olive. Hey, my Sophie's on there. Olive, Ruby, Ollie, Molly, Pepper, Willow, Gracie, Scout, Maggie, Jack, Finn, Chloe, Frankie, Poppy, Gus, Nala, Teddy, Ziggy, Ginger, Loki, Piper, Lulu, Bear, Ellie, Rocky, Lulu, Jasper, Winston, Tucker, and Cleo.
Yep. Well, two of mine, Rocky and Cleo.
Yeah, but Abby didn't make the list.
No,
so
she
sorry.
Didn't. Must have been the
so
way we
sorry.
Spelled it.
So
we spelled
sorry.
It kind of weird.
But Luna's the number one pet name of 2025 so far.
Okay.
So just feel up to date there. All right. Now, before we'll do a quick current events, this thing going on in India, man, we're going to have to break this all down and get both sides next week. But there's, we've talked about when we talk to Help Animals India all the time and all of that. You know how Eileen is always, you know, she's always shocked me with 33 million street dogs.
Oh, I know. It's horrendous over there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so that's becoming more and more of an issue. And of course, they've been trying really hard to vaccinate, especially rabies is a problem in the country, you know, more so than here and that mm-hmm. sort of thing. So there's rabies. There's all these dogs, you know, they don't have pets like they do here.
Yeah.
They're street dogs and live in packs and all that sort of thing. Well, they've been trying to clean that all up. And of course, you know, you hear Eileen talking all the time about they're just trying to, you know, spay and neuter all the dogs as much as they can everywhere. And all, so they've got spay and neuter programs going now, vaccination programs, all that stuff going. Well, then they started having some rules about people feeding dogs because they want to really cut down on the population. They're not making a dent. So they decided that they're going to have special feeding stations where people could feed. This is my limited understanding. And if they restricted the feeding to certain places, it would make it easier to collect these dogs for spaying and neutering and that kind of stuff. And then if they could control the feeding, they could get a handle on the spay and neutering and then help cut the population down. Now, not working, like complaints and all of that. So apparently somebody sued or something ended up in the courts, and I think Delhi. And then the courts came down saying, all right, you know, you're trap and neuter and all that stuff. It's not working and nobody's following the rules about feeding. So they ruled against all of this. And now remember that India reveres animals more than we do. Mm-hmm. And they're protected in their constitution. You can't kill them. So they can't say kill the dogs. So what they said, all the dogs in Delhi have got to be rounded up and put in a compound. And that's the ruling of the court. Okay, you can't feed them anymore. You can't do any, no more spay and neuter, all this. We're going to round them all up and lock them up. At least that's my understanding. We'll get more details next. So I'm giving you the show version of what I know so far. All right. So now there's a big fight going on because we got two sides of this problem. And we got Eileen and Help Animals India, I'm going to say, is on the heart side of this. And of course, they're saying, round up all the dogs and put them in a compound from Delhi? That's 2 million dogs.
Yeah.
There's no place to put these dogs. What are they going to do? And they can't kill them. So what kind of a lie? I mean, so the heart side of this whole thing is saying, can we amend this? Let's regroup. This alone, that's not going to work. Now, then the logical, practical, logical side. And that's where I'm going to put the, Merritt and Beth and the animals 24-7 because they reach it. And so everybody's mad at them. Okay. Everybody's mad at animals 24-7 because they're laying it out. And this is the fact of the matter. And they're saying a lot of the responsibility is for these people that won't follow the rules in feeding.
Yeah.
So they're blaming. But the heart contingency doesn't like it. So now we got a big fight going on between all the animal lovers and supporters and all this sort of stuff. Well, I happened to spend some time with Eileen yesterday because she came to the Mela at Ananda. She was showing me videos. People, since this ruling last week in India about rounding up the dogs, that people are protesting. And it looks like this country, you know, in almost every city, every state, and the entire country, there's a Trump protest going on every day. And if you just watch the right channel, I mean, they're out in the streets every day, everywhere. It's everywhere. We just, the main media is not letting us see all this stuff. But it's happening. Okay. Well, now this is going on in India now, the same level of protest. And I saw the videos of gazillions of people in the street marching and protesting for the dogs. So now they got, you know, all kinds of protesting going on over there, and we got this ruling coming down, and how are they going to make it work? Cause, you know, so anyway, that's the big can of worms going on. And next week is a fourth Sunday of a 5-Sunday month. So we got an extra Sunday. So we're going to, Merritt and Beth are going to join us from 10 to noon next week, and they're going to be able to lay this all out. And I'm going to have to kind of sit in the middle and play both sides, because I can make a case on either side. But seems to me that they all want the same thing, and that's
less animals in a healthy general.
Exactly, and everybody they want everything to work out. So you got to find a way to work together, not against each other, and all that sort of stuff. And the heart people need to be practical and realistic about the part that, you know, all the people that love these dogs play. If there are going to be rules and a way to work with it, you got to follow the rules.
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, we will be breaking all that down next week. But anyway, pray for the dogs in India, because there'd be a big, big issue going on right now.
Oh, man.
All right. So let's do a quick, we can dispense with the music, but we'll just do a quick current events. Let's see. Stuff going on up at the Northwest Stream Center in McCollum Park. That's South Everett. And let's see, on the 27th, Lawns to Native Plant Landscape with Julie O'Donnell. That'll be Saturday, September 27th, 1 p.m. Learn how to turn your lawn into native plants and stuff. That sounds really good. September 20th is all about mushrooms. And then September 10th, a community pint night at Postdoc Brewing in Kenmore. And then the party is on, because it's Adopt a Stream Foundation's 40th anniversary party will be Saturday, August 30th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Northwest Stream Center. It's a free event for everyone. Food, fun, entertaining. The boardwalk will be open for free. Charlie the Juggling Clown will be there, and Sammy the Tuna, and music with the jazz band, the Kim Koss Trio. They just want you to call for a reservation for any of these events, 425-316-8592. Let's see. And then for Homeward Pet has got their annual 5K fun run and walk coming on September 13th. So mark your calendar for that. And I think that may be it. Yeah, that is. And next week, like you know, it's a fourth Sunday, and we'll have Merritt and Beth, and we will break down all this India stuff when we get to that. So that kind of covers all of those bases.
See, it's on all layers that change is trying to break down the old patterns and create something new, and it's not always a straight line.
You know, that's true. I mean, because how do you change? Well, how do you make a court ruling? All the dogs need to be rounded up and put in a compound. Well, crying out loud, you're talking 2 million dogs. How do you do that?
You can't.
Oh,
you can't.
Well, we just have shelters everywhere. You know, we got, I mean, and it doesn't sound to me now. Hopefully, Merritt will have more details, because he's got like a photographic memory or something. And the guy's brilliant, and he knows just so much about everything. Hopefully, have a lot more details. But how on earth they plan to even kind of start pulling this off? I mean,
I know it's ridiculous.
Who knows? And then all the protesting going on, the people aren't happy about, at least the ones that are protesting or not, and all of that. But obviously, I certainly can understand that they need to improve what they're doing. I guess was under the mistaken impression that they actually have been making a dent with what they're doing with, you know, the vaccinating and the rabies.
But sometimes it's not fast enough for
spaying
for,
and neutering.
Yeah.
It isn't enough. Yeah.
Exactly. It's kind of, you know, it's like sometimes people want to give something, you know, change takes time, and sometimes it's two generations of animals that you have to go through for that change to happen. So we got to give change a chance sometimes, and it's hard to do that.
Yeah.
So breathe and make your inner happiness.
And sometimes things have to be torn down and destroyed because they're so far gone to be rebuilt.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, that's what's going on with our country, this government.
Uh-huh. And a lot of countries, actually. It's worldwide.
I mean, the greed and the selfishness and all the dark stuff is so out of control and so ingrained, it's got to all die and go away.
So
unfortunately, we got to go through that process.
And we got to buck against it and find our inner peace in ourselves.
Yep. Yep.
You know,
so that's what we were talking about, you know, Marjorie and us getting ourselves clear and clearing and all of that sort of stuff and moving out the anger, not holding on to it and all that.
Exactly.
Sort of stuff.
That inner home has to be clear.
Anyway, we be completely out of time. And gosh, it was fun, Nathan, to see you again and have you here. I'll be here again next week with Merritt and Beth and animals24-7.org. But Nathan's going to be Bigfootin'.
I'll be stomping around.
He'll be stomping around. And Natasha, we'll see you again third Sunday of September. I think we don't switch up again until October.
October.
Third Sunday of next month. Anyway, thank you all so much. And remember, Natasha will do a free 15-minute reading with you if you give her a call, 360-770-7486. Call her
blessings
tomorrow.
Blessings, everyone. And thank you for having me. And I'm so grateful for life right now.
Alrighty. Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Natasha. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.